Okay, I'm also known as Retro Rick in town. I've lived in College Station since 1978. I transferred from UCLA to Texas A&M University, got a BS degree in engineering technology, and I've worked for TAMU for 43 years, 37 of those years at the International Ocean Discovery Program in the Engineering Development Department. I grew up in Culver City, California. Both my parents were in the movie and television industry. My mother was an actress in the 1960s in television and motion pictures, and my father was a photographer for CBS. I played on the back lots of MGM Studios as a child, been on numerous locations, et cetera, et cetera. That contributed to my interest in movie props and wardrobes. I've collected movie props and wardrobes since the 1960s. I also collect classic cars, vintage jukeboxes, arcade machines. I've amassed over 500 individual exhibits. My largest item is a 53,000-pound 1940s diner that I rescued in New York in 2004 and moved to Welburn. It's been operating as Whole Blue Diner ever since. We've been featured on Food Channel's Diner Drive-Ins and Dives twice. The diner's recently been used in a Dennis Quaid motion picture that's going to be aired next year called The Long Play. And more of my collection can be seen on the History Channel's American Pickers, last year's episode entitled Hollywood in Texas. Next year, there's plans for me to be on another show that is hosted by Lisa Welchel from Facts of Life called Collector's Call. Now, what does all this have to do with College Station? The concept is I have all this wonderful junk, and I think people would get a kick out of seeing it. And I'm getting old. I'm 65 years old, and I'm thinking, well, if such a facility can be provided, I can certainly fill it up. I have enough items to probably fill between 10,000 and 20,000 square feet. The thinking is, if I was to loan all this stuff to the city of College Station for whatever time period that you guys would want it, volunteers from Texas A&M to act as docents, and any proceeds that may come about after the electric bill is paid goes to local charities. I brought this up with a friend of mine who actually was instrumental in starting the Tiny Hope Village, which you've probably heard about outside of town. We're certainly not lacking for things of this nature, Twin City Missions, the Humane Society, Brazos Animal Shelter, the list goes on and on. And my wife would love to get this stuff out of my house. So there's my gauntlet I'm throwing down to the council. If you would like to put together a meaningful museum here in town, I have many things, some of which are from Texas A&M University that are very significant to Texas A&M University. Can't tell you how I got them, or I'd have to kill you.